Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Feel Good Friday, about 20 minutes away, Kid Nation. So if you want to start texting those in, we are more than willing to take your text. Hashtag Feel Good Friday. We do have some new music coming out. We'll hit you with that after we talk to Jenna here. So that's coming up shortly. But before we get into Jenna's That's What I Like, we did a story during the gossip about Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari going on a first date or a date together. And they went to a colonoscopy.
A colonic.
That's right. And Jay just said, "Hey, I just want to go with you. I want to watch.
See what it's all about."
Jenna has something similar, not as gross.
No, I would. I don't. Props to them. I would never do that.
But it was the same kind of conversation.
Kind of funny that came up. So I was going. We're going to Mexico today. I'm going to the beach. I'm super pale, and I've been trying to make some effort lately. Like, you know what? I'm going to get back on my grooming. I'm going to go get a spray tan. I froze my eggs. I didn't work out for a month. I kind of let things go, and I was like, so now I've spent the week feeling like I've gone through, like, a conveyor belt of grooming.
Okay.
You know, where you get your nails done. I got lash extensions again. I just started doing all this. Anyway.
All right.
A romantic vacation with a new boyfriend.
Want to go look
so,
right.
Yeah, so I told him this week, I was like, I got a pack, and I got one thing I need to do, you know, and you're probably not going to want to sleep next to me. I'm going to get a spray tan. And he's like,
yeah,
I've always been interested in that. I'm like, really? And he was like, yeah, I mean, do you think it would work for me? I was like, I don't know. He's like, I've never gotten one. I don't know anything about it. And I kind of joked. I was like, well, they serve champagne where I go if you want to come sit, like, watch me do it and see if that's something you want to do. He's like, okay. So he sits and he watches me do it. And then I realize when I'm halfway through the spray and I have a hairnet on, and it's just the most unflattering. Girls get this. If you've ever been in one of those VersaPro machines, you know how unflattering that lighting in there is. And you even look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, gosh, every flaw is showing up. So I'm saying as he's sitting there, I'm like, this is a terrible idea that he's watching me do this. It's just so unflattering.
What do you guys wear when you're wearing this? Just like some chones?
No.
What are chones?
Undies?
Well, the one I go to is like, you could wear a pair of paper panties, basically.
Yeah.
I don't wear anything because I don't really want the lines.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, and I don't like getting
everything
on my underwear. Yeah, so I didn't have anything on.
Got it.
Well, I mean, that's not a big deal. But anyway, so he's like, I'm going to do it. Because I kind of tease him like he won't do it. I was like, are you sure? So I gave him the tutorial. He watched me do it like front. You have to turn like an Egyptian to one side. You do Egyptian to the other side. And then you turn around.
Egyptian?
And you really have to.
Really?
Yeah, you get the insides of your arms.
You got to get, and the inside. Out of your thighs.
I've never done. Okay.
The recording tells you what to do, like turn with your heels on number two, you know, that kind of thing.
That makes me flustered already.
So it is. It can be overwhelming the first go round. So, but I'm sitting there talking him through it. So past one, he's facing forward. I mean, the whole thing's so funny that he's even doing it. He's facing forward. It goes. He's cool. So it comes time to turn. So he turns. I don't know what happens. You only have a couple seconds to do it before it passes again. He had a complete meltdown.
Panicked.
And he went like arms up, like someone was holding him up. Palms facing the sprayer. And I started screaming. I was like, no. Turn like an Egyptian. That made no sense to him. I don't know what happened. He completely forgot the tutorial. And then I don't know why he did this, but after it passed down, he was spazzing and he started rubbing his eyes.
No. Oh no!
I'm screaming. I'm laughing so hard. I start crying. I'm laughing. Then I realize I can't cry. I can't cry
because
I'm drying. It was just a disaster. So this morning woke up and I looked at him and I didn't want to say anything. His nose is really tan, but his eyes aren't tan.
And his palms are orange because he did that.
I haven't looked because it was dark. And the first thing I did was get in the shower this morning. And I was like, babe, you need to wash it off. It's bronzer. It'll come off. So we'll see. He's Mexican, so it'll
be
passable, but it looks like we're going into vacation like we've been on vacation.
Yeah. Did something similar happen to Ross on Friends?
He'll never do it again.
This is we don't know what to do in there, guys. We might have to stay out of there.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you don't have to do it out because you're blessed with that beautiful skin, sir.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate
that. That actually is a great introduction to one of the things I'm going to tell you about.
All right, it is time for Jenna's
That's What I Like.
That's what I like. What
so you we got? Might as well start with the product that I wanted to talk about. If you don't have a good spray tan place near you, there is a product in Ulta that I often see, and I was like, there's no way this works. There's a lot of self-tanner out there, but I think most of us, we've bought, as women, we buy the mousse with the mid, and then you have to have a girlfriend come over, and there's always something streaky. It's very hard, and so there's this product I've always had my eye on, and it's clear. Like, there is no, it's called tan water. Like, there is no way this tan water works. It's clear. It looks like water in a spray bottle. And a girlfriend of mine, they have a face oil, too, that's a little tinted that you mix with moisturizer. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give this a go because I had a girlfriend tell me she tried it and it works so well. Al, this is why I said you would not be interested in this product, I'm assuming.
Got it. Yeah, I don't need tan water. Yeah.
This stuff's incredible. I'm packing it for my vacation just in case my tan wears off. It absolutely works. It's gradual. It's the best light kind of tan. I mean, if you want to get tan, get a spray tan with bronzer.
Level one tan.
This is something that all the time you'll see me sometimes and think I spray tan, but I just spray after a shower and it's clear and it dries clear and it really doesn't have much of a smell and it gradually gets you tanner. I really like it. They have a whole line of products. I really recommend it. I wanted to try it out for a bit before, but yeah, it's really great. Oh, he just texted me. He's probably so upset I shared that story, huh?
What, tan nose?
I'm sorry.
Was that a nariz?
Nariz. Anyway, Tan Water.
Tan Water.
Tan Lux is the brand name, but Tan Water. You can find it at Ulta. You can find it online, other beauty stores.
I would call it Spray Black.
Spray Black.
See, and that takes it to a different place.
You get Spray Black?
No.
Tan Water, Spray Black. I don't know. So I'm not in marketing, I guess.
You know what? I'm going to go with my song last because we're going to go into some more new music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought that might be a good way to do it. All right. So if you're on Instagram and, you know, we talk about memes and meme generators, and I'm sure you've noticed when these humor accounts have tweets and you think, there's no way someone actually tweeted that and it's so funny and so timely. Well, there is a fake tweet generator out there, and it's so easy to use and so fun. And I have an example because we actually use it for my business, and I'll read it to you. I took Ja Rule's tweet, so you're able to use any person's real tweet. So this was a retweet, and he says, "I too was hustled, scammed, bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray." This is Ja Rule's tweet after the Fyre Festival debacle.
Yeah,
and so I wanted to promote my CBD beauty products, and so I used, you know, Chrissy Teigen's face. You can make up a username. I said, when you learn, most CBD products only have trace amounts. Like, I've been bamboozled too. So anyway, you can do anything. You can add likes. And so, I don't know, just for fun, if you want to play with someone, if you have a business that you want to be more relevant and, you know, get something kind of viral, but you can add the number of likes and retweets, and so easy. And you can change it every time. It's not like you're creating a full fake Twitter account that you have to continue using.
Right.
It's very easy. You insert whatever you want, whatever
it's
photo
like a Photoshop.
You want. It is a total, like, one-off app. Save the photo to your phone. Done. You can
awesome.
Do it again. You can do fake Instagram tweets. But anyway, this one's called Fake Tweet.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
You see this a lot on accounts that we follow that are really funny.
And then I'll go and look up that. And I'm like, there is no user by that name.
Exactly.
So that's why.
This is how they're doing it. It's called Fake Tweet. I'm giving away a secret. But I really love it. And it's fun. It's fun. I mean, we should use it at the show here for things.
Don't use it for evil, people.
No.
Use it for fun.
You know, somebody's going to abuse it.
Sure. Exactly. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Probably already have.
Anyway, I love it.
I like that.
Okay, so now song, since we're flipping it up. This one's going to bring it down slow a bit. This group is called Banners, though, and they give me like Imagine Dragons vibe. They're not a new band, but they have some really good music. A lot of it's very inspirational and uplifting. So the acoustic version of this song just came out. The studio version's not out yet. It'll probably be a little more rock and upbeat, but they just played this on Grey's Anatomy, I heard, this week. But this one's new, and it's called Got It In You.
Holding back the flood in the skyscraper town. You gave all that sweat and blood, now you think you're gonna drown. You can't tell that you're bigger than the sea that you're sinking in. And you don't know what you got, but you got it at your fingertips. This one.
like this song.
Yeah, so this is the acoustic version.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when the studio comes out, it'll be a little more upbeat. Right. But they have a lot of inspo kind of sounding songs. I really like it. Yeah.
I'm a big sucker for songs with the well-placed.
Ooh, yeah.
I get the good ooh in there and I'm in. I'm all about it.
All right.
Awesome. Yeah. So a lot of, it was hard to choose, actually, because there's a lot of great new music coming out. I think we're going to get into some good stuff in the upcoming months.
All right. Well, that's Jenna's, that's what she likes this week.
Yeah.
We're going to take the week off next week because she's going to be on vacation in Mexico, but she'll be back with another one the following Friday.
Another one.
You got that tan water. Speaking of that, Jose wrote us and said, El Novio's nickname should be Tanos.
Thanos.
Like Thanos? Thanos.
He's so mad at me right now. He just said 3 seconds from hating you. He's watching the show.
You got a fake tweet app if you want to make some funny tweets. And Banners. That's a cool song right there. Got it in you. Let's keep the new music going because there are some new good songs out today.
All right.
Louis Tomlinson. You know him from One Direction.
I've heard of him.
He put out Two of Us in honor of his mother that passed away back in 2016. Yeah. So it's going to be a... in the feels type of song. So I will keep you day and night, here until the day I die. I'll be living one life for the two of us. I will be the best of me, always keep you next to me. I'll be living one life for the two of us. Even when DNA. Looking back in every mirror, I know you'll be waiting. I'll see you again. The trailer was told me. If you lost somebody near and dear to you, like a parent.
I love that song.
I wanted to listen to the lyrics because they are. I imagine that was one of those songs that was very tough for him to sing in the studio and probably couldn't do it the first time without tearing up. So that's Louis Tomlinson, Two of Us. Also, Maren Morris, she put out a couple of singles, but her full album, Girl, it's out today. It's kind of country, kind of pop.
Okay.
This is her song, The Feels.
Man. I'm so proud of her.
That's can't go wrong awesome. With Maren Morris, man.
That is great, man.
She's got everything.
I love that.
Look at you,
that's
Al.
Cool.
I got so excited.
Make you proud? Yes.
We'll buy her album, Girl. It's out today, Al.
I think I will.
Come on now.
Unless I get it for free somewhere.
All right, Fortnite lovers, Marshmello. He got together with Churches, but Churches with the V instead of the U.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And they got a song called Here With Me. Every day. Marshmallow helmet for Halloween this year.
Good idea.
I think that's what I want to dress up as.
Maybe Marshmallow and the family can be the s'mores.
Uh-huh. I want to be Marshmallow.
Yeah. There you go.
Reach out to those people, see where I can get one of them helmets. So Marshmallow and Churches, and also Mariah Carey, our diva.
Oh, yeah.
One of our favorite divas of all time. She's got a new song. It's called A No-No. No, you ain't gonna lie to my feelings no more. Yeah. Hit me with a sorry, but I'm sorry, yeah. No. You should have known that it's me that I knew. You'll never know what I already knew. After everything, she's sampling that one song. I knew you see me on the video. True. I think that's from that song, right? That sample?
I don't know.
But your man don't pay you no attention.
I like that.
Never mind what your girlfriend mentioned.
Yeah.
I'd actually rather listen to that song.
Not too bad. All right, you got some Mariah Carey out, a no-no. You got Marshmello and Churches with their song Here With Me. Maren Morris got an album out called Girl, and Louis Tomlinson, song he wrote for his mommy, Two of Us. She passed away, back in 2016. I know, we probably should have issued a mascara alert for that song right there. We knew it was going to be sad. So go get those songs and that album, and coming up next, it's time for Feel Good Friday. So pick up that phone and give us a call, Kid Nation, at 800-KID-LIVE.
Yeah, let us know what's making you feel good. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Good vibes only. So anything awesome that happened this week, anything you're looking forward to, as long as it makes you smile, it's going to make us smile, and we want to hear you next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that should make you feel good.
You feel good, don't it?
And that should make you feel good.
All right, Kid Nation, it's Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
So I got a request from my wife because she said my daughter was trying to call our phone line. Uh-huh. And she couldn't get through, so she sent me a voice memo.
Okay.
She said, can you play Chloe's Feel Good Friday? So I will.
All right.
I'm pretty sure she won't curse. So let's see what she says. That's my daughter's children. Yeah, awesome. We get to go take the kids to Disney World. It's something I didn't get to do when I was a kid.
That's awesome, man.
So I get to do it for my children. That's my Feel Good Friday man.
Very cool.
What's yours,
man?
Big Al Mac?
Well, heck, about 3 hours, I'll be on an airplane headed to the beach. That makes me feel
fantastic.
Yeah, you are, fantastic.
Buddy. Kelly?
I'm going to be seeing my Aunt Velma tomorrow.
Yeah, Velma.
I haven't seen her in about a year and a half or so, and she was like my second mom growing up, and talked to her yesterday. I'm just so excited.
Right.
Family. Nothing beats that.
And we're going to let you know this. When we get back from vacation, Kelly will probably have a South Carolina accent.
She does.
Well, listen.
You are hanging out with Tommy Jean the whole time.
Well, yes, I am. But we're also going to New York City. Oh. I might come back talking like a Yankee. You never know.
There's a possibility as well.
I doubt it. So, highly doubt it.
There's a chance of a New York accent or the South Carolina accent making a reappearance on the show here with Kelly Raspberry.
What you get?
And I won't throw a fit.
Get.
Jenna?
I have a new book to read on vacation. That's all I have on the agenda.
There you go.
I'm so excited.
There you go.
Good right there.
We don't have a dinner reservation. We don't have a plan.
Wake up.
I'm going to sit by the beach. I'm so excited.
Do your thing.
Yeah. Sit and chill.
We do have a couple text messages here.
All right.
My name is JC, and I just made the 7th grade cheer team.
All right.
Yay. Feel Good Friday. Congratulations, JC.
Way to go, JC.
That's really awesome right there. Alexander wrote us and said, my long-distance boyfriend, who lives in Chicago, is moving to live with me right here in July.
Wow.
Hashtag Feel Good Friday.
Very cool.
Awesome.
Congratulations. And this one makes me happy. From the text, we're getting a placement from CPS. A 5-day-old little boy. I can't wait to squeeze him and love him.
Aww.
Hashtag Feel Good Friday. Yeah, shout out to all your foster parents out there who do that, man, because those kids really do need you. And you're doing a lot of great things.
Doing
for them.
Great. Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Hey, Violet.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. It's because I get to go to Disney World next week.
You too, huh?
So you're going to be there next week. Maybe I'll run into you, Violet.
Yep, I'm going to be looking for you.
All right.
Is your family wearing matching shirts?
Yep. We have so many.
That's a big thing. JC's doing it, too.
Well, make sure you tell your parents to follow me on Instagram so that we can maybe coordinate where we at, what park we're at, and we can meet each other, okay?
Okay.
All right, Violet, you have fun out there in Disney World, girlfriend. Well done.
It's a pretty name, Violet.
Hey,
Violet.
My sister-in-law is going, too.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell her to look for me.
I will.
I want to have as many friends as possible.
Well, it won't be hard to spot y'all, right? You're going to be in matching outfits.
Yeah,
right.
It's different every day, Jenna. It's not the same. Yeah, my wife wanted to look
crazy.
Can you
tell us what you have an itinerary, like the theme, the shirt you're going to wear on which day?
Well, it's not so much that we're matching. It's that we all have different outfits, but they're Disney themed every day.
Okay.
So one day, Kinsey and Kaysen are going to be matching. One day, Chloe and I are matching.
Gotcha.
The other day, Kaysen and I might be matching. So it's going to be going back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah. You know,
I can't wait.
Or we could have just worn regular clothes, but whatever.
Or just meet everybody at Rock and Roller Coaster Tuesday at noon. Just say everybody that's coming, just meet there.
I got to look at my itinerary and see if I'm going to be at Hollywood.
Yeah, we don't know what park we're going to be in.
Yeah. But I'll let you know, Al, for sure.
Yeah.
I'll make an appointment for everybody. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Welcome to Feel Good Friday. What you got going on?
This week I got approved for my work visa to move to London to reunite with my husband. So I'm really excited.
What's he doing in London?
He lives there. He lives and works there. He's from London. We met while I was traveling. So it's been over two long years that we've been long distance. So
wow.
We finally get to...
What an interesting
good
relationship.
For y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. So you got married, but you knew right off that you wouldn't be living in the same place, but you had the ultimate goal, obviously, to reunite.
Exactly.
Very cool.
He didn't want to move to the States?
Eventually, I think our plan is to move to the States. But, I mean, why would I not take the opportunity to move to the UK?
Yes, girl.
Carly, I hope you get that cool accent.
I hope not. I actually feared losing my Southern accent.
Oh, really? Oh, imagine a Southern accent with a British accent mixed together.
Make sure you go by my favorite restaurant in London.
Yeah, what was that restaurant you went to?
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
That's true. Yeah. He's not joking.
He's not joking.
I ate there almost every day when we went.
We stayed there for an entire week during our family vacation one year, and every time I got back to my hotel room...
And that red and white box sitting right there on the bed.
The smell hit me. It was the greatest smell to get. It's like Al cooked me a meal every day, except I didn't get to eat it.
Mashed potato.
But is Kentucky Fried Chicken in London different than here in the States?
Nope.
It's the exact same flavor
exact
and everything.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You really get outside the box, Al,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, well, you know what I do, you know.
That's how he rolled.
Yeah.
And they'd always push our beds together, too. Remember, Al?
Yeah. They had twin beds, but we'd put them apart, and they'd come in and just put them right back together.
It's like they thought we were a married couple having problems, and they're like, no, not here in London. You guys are going to stay together.
Maybe they saw the magic that you hadn't recognized.
Yeah.
They were trying to give it a little nudge.
By the end of the week, we're like, screw it. Let's just sleep next to each other.
Right, see, it works.
Hey, Tony.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy? What's your Feel Good Friday, man?
My Feel Good Friday is it feels good being back at work. I've been out since January. I fell and fractured my pelvis, but it's great being back.
Ouch, man. Oh, man. So you're all good? Everything's fine?
Yeah, everything's good. I'm on light duty right now until April, but it just feels great being back at work.
Well, congratulations, brother. I'm glad you're back at work.
What do you do, Tony?
Thank you, sir. I'm a service technician, heating and air.
Heating and air. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you're climbing a lot and doing all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Tony. Well, you have a wonderful day, man. Have a good first day back at work.
Be careful.
Buddy.
Don't fall.
Light duty today. He's going to be okay. Like that.
They call me Tony.
Yeah, people say stuff when they hear that. Wish I could break a bone and stay out of work. You know, but no, you don't.
No, man.
Especially not that one.
To look forward to going back to your job.
You'd be itching to get back
to
work.
Anything
to
be healthy.
Right.
Al, didn't you take workman's comp because you think you tore your ACL running against Jenna?
Yes. I did.
We've been over this a million times. I told you the importance of warming up and stretching.
I did.
He went outside in 30-degree weather and did a 40.
Yeah, without stretching. We told him to stretch, too.
Oh, catch me doing a 40-yard dash.
I was like, I don't need to stretch. I play for the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
What's up, Holly?
Hey.
What's your feel-good Friday?
So, sorry, I may cry, but my kids and I have had a really rough year that's ended in divorce and the ex being in jail.
Uh-huh.
But the feel-good of it is that I'm paying the bills. My son just started baseball again and my daughter's twirling, and those are, you know, all things. Well, he wanted to do the baseball, but he
getting
never wanted
normal.
Us to do anything, never let us do anything.
Oh.
And
wow.
We're making it on our own.
Yeah, you're making it on your own. Sometimes it's the little things, getting back to normal, that make you feel good. And hopefully this year is an amazing year for you. Okay, Holly?
Yep. And that song what was the name of that song that was Jenna, that was your... And you're what you like, because that was just...
You got it in you.
It was a great song, right? You Got It In You by Banners.
Yeah,
You got it in you.
Yeah, that's your song. Go
it's
get it.
It's a good feel-good song,
yeah.
For sure.
Because you got it in you, Holly. Well, you're going to do just fine.
And a great example of a strong woman on International Women's
Day. Let's celebrate Holly on International Women's Day.
Yes.
That's right. Holly, we got your back, okay?
Up from here.
We love you.
That's right. Thank you.
You keep that chin up, Holly. You got this. You
left
got
you it. Hanging on the love you, too.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Holly, I love you.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Yeah. Holly loves us.
It feels good when you guilt them into saying it. I love you.
She was just thinking of how to say it to all of us.
Love
that's
you.
All that, that's Holly right there. Hi, Monica.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? Hey, big night? Big night, huh?
Yes, I'm so nervous. For the first time in 18 years, I have a date.
Look at
what?
You!
What nice. A day!
Nice.
Okay. What are y'all doing?
Yes. I don't know. He's taking me to dinner, but super nervous. Not used to being back in the single dating world, but I'll figure it out.
So, are you going into the date knowing that you're probably going to go for the first day kiss, or are you,
fantasy suite?
Yeah, go into it like that.
You got to make your mind
you
up
know,
so it's not
I'm
awkward.
Just going into it, trying to figure out who I am again. That's after right. An 18 year marriage.
There you go, Monica. Well, hopefully it goes extremely well.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Be yourself.
I am super excited.
And
be home before midnight.
Probably not, but...
You tell him, Monica. Yeah, Monica's a grown woman. Have a wonderful date, Monica. Thank you for calling.
Heather, I do remember the first dates after a divorce, though.
Yeah, it's tough, right?
You need to kind of...
Take it easy?
Well, I'll tell you what happens is, in my experience, mm-hmm. all you do is talk about your ex and your mm-hmm. divorce.
No,
and
you
your,
can't do
and
that.
Bitterness.
Right.
Because you're not quite over it, you know?
Right.
So I ruined... The immediate first dates after the divorce.
Yeah. That's why I
got to be careful.
I did
that.
My first date before my divorce was final.
Yeah, that was smart.
There you go.
Smart Al.
All right, buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
And one last one here from Heather. Hi, Heather.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? What's your Feel Good Friday?
Well, last year I had the awesome pleasure of winning Bonnaroo tickets from y'all.
Yeah.
And yes, it was amazing. And I just purchased tickets to go to our second room.
Oh, you're going back to
Bonnaroo. We are going back. We are taking our oldest son for his graduation present and our daughter for her 17th birthday.
You know, that was my favorite music festival I've been to.
Yeah. Well, Heather's too. That's why she's going back.
You bring those baby wipes, though, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you shower.
Stock up on those.
Well, Heather, you guys have fun. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you all.
Have fun.
Have fun out there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, it's time for the competition for 2019 to begin.
Yes, men.
It's the Battle of the Sexes. Now, the male team won in 2017.
Yep.
And last year, we were dominated by the ladies.
Yes, we were.
It was bad. I think we only won one time out.
That was bad.
And I don't think that was even the right number. But we are back. We've been studying all sorts of girly stuff.
Yep.
So that this year we can reclaim our championship. Here is the host of Battle of the Sexes, Nick Adams, by the way.
Hello. Thanks
Hello.
For having me. And just to fill you in, it was 5-1 last year for the ladies.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, yes, you
wow.
were correct.
We
you
were gentlemen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
All right. It's a new year. It's a new year. New ball game.
Clean slate.
Clean slate.
Here is how we play Battle of the Sexes. We're putting the guys against the girls to see who knows more about the opposite sex. Each player will be asked two questions based on trivia the opposite gender should know. And then each team will also have one group question to answer together at the end.
Got it.
Okay, so let's find out who is the superior sex. Now, ladies, since y'all won 2018, would you like the first question or would you like the guys to have the first question?
It doesn't matter.
Men first.
You defer the
men
kickoff.
First.
Okay.
We're wow. generous.
Well, this is going to be an audio clue for Big Al. So,
oh,
Big Al on Saved by the Bell.
Oh, man, that's my favorite show, dog.
Maybe that's why I'm asking Al.
I know.
Yeah, JC.
Okay. What drug was Jesse hooked on that made her say this?
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I'm so scared.
Oh, that's such a great
One
episode.
Of the best clips of television from the 90s. What drug was Jesse hooked on?
Oh, my God.
This is
a historical episode on all television.
Guess, Al.
Marijuana?
Oh, my God.
That is incorrect.
Good guess.
It's a good guess.
Would anyone, excited on marijuana.
Would anyone like to answer?
Can I answer since I'm on this
sure.
team?
No. Are we going to be
no,
stealing?
There, no. There, no points are given
no.
here.
It's just caffeine pills, Al.
Correct. Caffeine pills.
She got into the caffeine pills because she was doing way too much.
I wish Al had said, like, meth.
I mean, I didn't think they would go to meth on Saved by the Bell.
It was like a speed drug.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I didn't think they'd go coke. Oh, anyway, I don't know.
Oh, Kelly?
Yeah.
Kelly, you are up first.
Me?
For
okay.
ladies.
All right.
Okay.
An Allen wrench. is also called what?
Hello, I'm Alan.
I don't think this is right. I'm going to say a socket wrench, but I don't think that's right.
That's incorrect. Would anyone like to answer what an Allen wrench could be?
Is it an A-train wrench?
It's those little things that come in your IKEA furniture.
Yeah, I know what it is.
I just know it as an Allen wrench.
Yeah.
It's also called a hex key.
Hex. Oh, hex.
Now that you say it, you're right.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Okay. Yeah. Or hex wrench.
Hex.
Hex. Now we know. See, look at us learning stuff.
All right.
Sorry, now, Jenna. I let women down, including you.
I didn't know that one. I'm not let down. Al, you're the toolest guy.
I've always just called it Allen wrench. I've never called it anything else. I think it actually says hex on the package, but
I like that
Jenna called Al the toolest.
I'm tool time, man.
In all the ways.
You are the toolest.
The toolest.
So, JC, you're up next for the guys. Let's see if you can get some points.
Okay.
JC, what is your birthstone?
I have a stone?
Apparently, everyone does.
Everyone has a stone.
Every month.
JC, you can see all the stones.
No, you're
for you.
No, I'm wrong. The birthday's not when I thought it was.
My birthday is March 19th. Uh-huh. Happy birthday to me. I think it's a blue stone. If I remember, I think I remember this from middle school. It's a blue stone, but I don't know what the hell the name is. I'm just going to go with sapphire.
That is incorrect. Oh. Your birthstone is aquamarine.
Yeah, you're right.
So it is blue.
Yeah.
Aquamarine.
Does anyone else know their birthstones? This is just extra.
Girls do. I'm emerald. I'm May.
Correct.
I drink a lot. Mine's kidney.
April is diamond.
Diamond.
I have no idea what mine. December.
December 19th. Is ruby.
Actually, there's three for December. Oh, according to American Gemstone Society.org, you have turquoise, zircon, and tanzanite.
January might be.
I don't know. All three of my cousins.
It's not my month. I don't know.
That was aquamarine. I knew the color, though. See, I remember that. That's not
You can check out a beautiful selection of those at our Perot Museum in town.
Nice.
Nice, fancy stones.
Do I get half a point since I got the color right?
No. Okay.
Nope. It's 0-0, though, right?
0-0.
Jenna can get a point for the ladies.
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, gosh, I don't know at this rate.
Let's go back to elementary school, Jenna, when all the boys on the playground were playing with Pogs.
Oh, nice.
What is the name of the heavy object you throw on top of the stack of Pogs?
Oh, it's a... Oh, jeez. I had these, too.
Yeah.
And that was
I don't know. I thought it was like a flipper or something.
What was it? I don't remember.
That is incorrect.
Girl, you gotta get yourself a slammer.
I loved Pog.
I had this slammer that said poison on it, so that was my nickname in the Pog game.
I'm mad at myself.
I had a few shredders.
Oh, you had a shredder?
It looked like, little, like a...
Wow. I missed that toy.
My best Pog was L.A. Rams one, and then Roland Childs won it, and then I went downhill from there. That's my career ender.
You can quickly lose your poor Pogs.
Yeah.
Quickly. Okay. Big Al, you're up next.
All right.
Let's go, Big Al.
Come on.
Let's go, buddy. You got this.
Yeah, come on.
I would think Al probably knows the most about makeup.
Oh, my God.
Al, what makeup technique uses a darker shade to define, sculpt, or enhance parts of the face?
Rouging?
I love that answer.
Wait a minute.
That's a great answer, Al. I mean, it's very clever.
Define, sculpt, or enhance parts of the face with a darker shade.
JC, stop looking at him. I couldn't see your mouth.
I'm trying to psychically tell
you
what
it is. He's messy. I don't know if JC is thinking.
Blushing. I know, but I can't remember.
Not blushing. Rouge, blush. I don't know a technique. I don't know a technique, period.
Ladies?
Contour. Ladies?
I didn't mean to answer, too.
Rouging was a great one.
It was. I mean, that was very inventive, Al. Rouging.
Contouring. You know what? You could start a new trend. Call it rouging.
Rouging.
And before you ask for my man card, my wife taught me that.
Yeah, that's all right, JC.
All right, Kelly, you get an audio clue here from one of the best movies ever, Anchorman.
Oh, yes!
I didn't watch that.
Brian Fantana loves his cologne. What cologne is he describing in this clue?
Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works.
Every time.
Every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Kelly. What cologne?
I never saw this movie. I've never heard these words spoken. So I'm going to just guess a random men's cologne. I would say Old Spice.
Ooh, that's incorrect. Would anyone?
My next would have been Aqua Velva.
Would anyone? I might not have a correct. Panther? Black Panther?
Jovan?
Sex Panther.
Sex Panther.
It's not even a real one. And I was never going to get that.
I need to watch Anchorman again. I forgot the first word.
Yeah, that's a deep one. Yeah.
This is really going great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl.
It's tough. It's tough in 2019.
Yeah, it's the first half.
It's like the Super Bowl, yeah.
All right, so JC, back in the 90s, what board game were you playing if the instructions said, one of 24 incredible boys really likes you? Now you have to find out by calling his friends for clues.
Oh.
What game were you playing?
To call his friends?
You gotta call friends to figure out the boy that likes you.
I gotta find out about the boy that likes you. It's not a clue, that's about a murder. But it's similar because you got to find out clues. So of course, we're going to go with
that
one fun game that we all played out back in the 90s. Mall?
No, that's incorrect. Do any ladies even have an idea?
I would have guessed Mystery Date, but because there used to be one, a game many years ago.
Wasn't there a mall board game or something?
Yeah, I was thinking, I mean, that wasn't this one.
But it wasn't this one.
Yeah, what was that game called?
The answer is Electronic Dream Phone.
Never heard of it.
You had a phone and you would call numbers.
I think I remember this.
Yeah, I never played.
Nick, you were
rich girls had it.
You were tough today.
The rich girls had that game.
Still 0-0.
Need a battery on it.
Jenna, you have a chance to get a point for the ladies.
I would think, Jenna, if you get this right, we win.
No, because we have the bonus question.
There is a group answer in a second.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Jenna, what NFL team did Tim Tebow play for first?
Miami Dolphins?
It's incorrect.
Oh.
The Broncos.
Shoot. Did he play for the Dolphins?
No, he didn't play for the Dolphins. He played for the Broncos. He played a little bit for the New Broncos. England Patriots.
He's playing for God now.
He's playing for God now. Actually, he's playing for the New York Mets organization
baseball.
0-0.
Sorry, Kelly.
Hopefully someone gets a point here because I don't have any questions. Next one. Okay, so we'll see. May end in a draw.
In a draw, yeah.
All right, guys, put your heads together and think.
Okay.
Come here, Al.
All right.
About that wonderful show, Scandal.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
What was Kerry Washington's character's name on Scandal?
Oh, God.
One of the most popular shows.
Can you steal this one? No?
No. Because you're going to have your own.
Mm-hmm.
You know her name.
Kerry Washington.
Yeah, but she had a cool name. Something something. I think...
Six.
I want to say that Taylor Swift named her cat after one of them. Olivia.
Rangel?
Olivia. 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 What's Olivia's last name? Olivia. You said what's her name?
No, I need her name. First and last name.
Olivia.
Olivia sounds right.
Olivia.
Yeah, we're running out on time. Give me an answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Olivia Benson.
That is incorrect.
Half a point, maybe.
What is it?
Ladies?
Pope.
Olivia Pope.
Olivia Pope. Yes, how did
Olivia
I not know that?
Olivia Pope.
Oh!
Yeah,
Pope.
Yeah,
I don't even get half a point.
If we don't get it right,
if they don't get it right, it's depends on
if we get it right, it doesn't matter.
So we get half a point.
Still, maybe 0-0. Ladies, put your heads together and think. MLB pitcher Bryce Harper just signed a record-setting deal with which baseball team?
I don't know who that is.
It was for 13 years, $330 million.
So much money.
I'll
guarantee
you. Let's just guess the Yankees.
I'm fine with that. I have no idea.
That's incorrect, guys.
Philadelphia.
Oh, dang. Philly. I was going to say Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh? Nobody want to go to the Pirates?
That's why you pay them $300 million.
That's how sports I've been watching.
That's half of a point.
Half
congratulations.
A point.
We won!
You get half of a victory. Congratulations,
I'll
guys.
Take that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start stealing. Because maybe we could have gotten the score up a little bit.
Well, that kind of defeats
the sex
point, because it's battle of the sexes.
Because then the other team should know the answer.
Right.
Now, it's kind of like a layup question.
If my memory is correct, I believe we did win the first one last year as well, and then you guys swept the rest of the year.
Okay, so
we're just going according to plan.
Little sports I've been watching lately.
Yeah.
And how little I watch Saved by the Bell.
Girl, you're in love, you know? And plus, baseball. Yeah.
Baseball.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.